Hello, hello, and this is Brittany, your host, and welcome to my chair. We're back. It's been a minute. I've had some amazing interviews. I was having guests on for a while, and now it's back to just me and you guys. I missed you. Anyways, today I want to start it off hot and heavy. We're getting back into the theme of relationships. Relationships. I've had my own relationship woes. Tried to practice what I preach. It is harder, better said than done. So I am there with you guys in the trenches. A lot of us are wanting to experience romantic love. We find these people and it feels impossible. And the answer, in my opinion, is always we are living in the past, projecting the past onto our now moment to these people right in front of us, feeling not good enough, not desired, not desirable. And we need endless amounts of, you know, outside people telling us we're good enough because we just don't believe it. So we need to go accept every single part of ourselves that we have put in the shame bucket of hopelessness that I am unlovable because you bought into some lie that was told to you a long time ago. But today we're going to talk about grieving in relationships, moving on. When's too soon? When should you do it? When should you not do it? Oh, I love the should word. Let's should all over you today. You guys ready? Let's do this. So, I have heard so many opinions on when we should and shouldn't move on in a relationship. If you're going through a divorce, they're saying you should wait a year at least to go be with yourself. Because when you're married, typically we lose ourselves in marriages. We lose who we are and you need to go find out who you are on your own. There are also very reputable, intelligent people who say that you can find yourself in relationships. And so these opposing views cause something in me that lifts my eyebrow out, you know, and I smile and I'm like, who's right? Who's wrong? Are they both right? I think they're both right. I think it all depends on you. And I think this is another war, Democrat-Republican polarization type battle on how people should handle breakups. I think it's your perspective. If you're going through a divorce or a breakup and you view the breakup as you are grateful for this person, you know the time is over for now, forever, whatever it is, you're grateful for it. You cry, you grieve the pain of the memories that you have because there was so much love there. But you don't hold on to the hope that they're going to come back because a lot of people, there's the anxious attachment people who sit and wait for years for someone to come back. You're holding on to the past. The new energy, the new person can't come in because you're holding on to the past. And you get people who come in which are short-lived little dating things that are reminding you of the past because you're wanting that old past person back. So maybe you do need to go sit with yourself and hold on to that person who doesn't want to be with you or you're not together because it's toxic. Hold on to it forever. Be alone. You'll eventually find yourself. You'll realize eventually you're ready to be happy and then you can go date. You can also mourn the relationship, move on, and decide I need a break from investing into someone else. I need to go reinvest into just me. I've been hurt by this dynamic. I have lost myself. It's me time. I need to just go lick my wounds, mourn this relationship, go focus on me. Then there's the ones that you are able to see the gratitude in what this was. You're ready to move forward to whatever the universe has for you. You learned your lessons. You're not holding on, but you are mourning it in your body that it's over. And you start dating. You let things come into you because this was a beautiful moment. Now here's the next beautiful moment. A lot of people learn in relationships. And I hear this stigma of codependency. You can't be happy alone. Well, let me put you on a fucking island, okay? I'm going to put you on a fucking island, guy who says this or girl who says this. no one in the world is there, and you tell me you spiritually have reached this point of enlightenment because you can sit on that fucking island by yourself and you don't need nobody or anything, no food, no monkeys, no banana trees, no people, no sex, no porn, no TV. Here's Marlo, my cat, no Marlo, nothing. You go sit there, and then when you're happy sitting on the island, you're ready for a relationship. No, we came here for an experience. Are you an intentional grower and shower? When I grow, I show, guys. Are you a learner? Are you going to go back out there and date to cover up the pain you just went through to find a rebound relationship? Because, not because you don't want to be alone. No, it's okay you don't want to be alone. You're finding a relationship. You're open, you're honest with this person, and you're grieving still the pain of what you just went through. You're grieving the memories in a way where you're grateful for them, you're reflecting, you're learning, you're letting go, and you're learning and you're having fun elsewhere that's more aligned with you. You know? Do you need to go sit alone and get to know yourself? I have gotten to know myself through the reflection of you and 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 you. You show me who I am. You show me who the fuck I'm not too. And so, is there a right or wrong way to go about this? I don't think so. I think that if you are escaping in a relationship, you didn't learn shit. You know, if there was a wrong way, it's like you didn't learn shit. You're like, I'm really hurt over this heartache, or I broke up with this person, I cheated on them. Oh, I'm going to go meet the next guy. I'm going to settle knowing that this isn't what I'm looking for, just so I could be with someone because I don't want to be alone. You're settling. That is unhealthy. I think when you're settling just because you don't want to be alone, that is where we get into that toxic realm of things. I think certain people are geese and swans, and then certain people are sloths, those stinky sloths from the Amazon. Those things fuck everything. They're just fucking everything. They fuck all of them. They probably fuck birds too. They don't care. They don't mate for life. Geese, if the other one dies, the swan, that's it. It's alone. Doesn't want to be with anyone else. There's people like that. And we're all animals. We all have drives for these different places. So this is my rant about how long should you wait to move on? It all is up to you. Are you settling? If you're going to break up and move on, do not settle. Learn what you learn from the relationship, and don't let it be that this person was a piece of shit and you deserve better. If that is all you learned from your past relationship, you're going to keep repeating patterns. I learned what I wanted from this relationship by learning what I did not want. And what I learned and what I'm grateful for is this person taught me this about myself. This person showed me this about myself. This person showed me woundings I was harnessing from the past that I'm still carrying. And I'm going to let those go because I'm ready to bang and have good sex and have passion, have that King of Cups. We're talking a little tarot here. Energy. Are you guys ready for that? Let's stop throwing stones and start getting boned. All right. Well, thanks for sitting in my chair, and you guys have a happy Easter. Bye-bye.